okay. Thank you. All right, Sunday morning, 4:10:22. We're going to have a short Prophet's Corner Uncut and then get right to the teaching. This is called Doing It God's Way, and Danny just sang a song about being consumed with God and His ways, and this is, you know, kind of goes along with this. It says here, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things will be added unto you." There were many multitudes at the pool that day, but God only sent me to one man. I did feed the multitude a few times, but for the most part I was sent to the one. Out of a whole group, only one would be helped. I was not about my own business, but I was about Father's business. This is what I am requiring from you. I do not have an independent spirit. What I mean by that is that I was led by the Holy Spirit in everything I did. When you do this, you know no failure. Now think about this. If you'll follow the Spirit, you'll never have failure. When you've done it Father's way, it is always the right way. Everywhere I went, people were looking for a touch. But I could on my own touch them. I could not on my own touch them. The lady with the issue of blood had wild faith, and she pulled her healing right out of me. Never let your emotions make the call. Sadly, many are just looking for a handout, a quick fix to get them out of their situation. But they will not seek me so that they can be changed on the inside. They don't want change. They want a fix, a quick fix. I don't have any quick fixes. See, when we signed up to do what we're doing, there was no time involved in it. It's just God doing the thorough work. So that, you know, that's what how God does it. He raises those up at the right time after He's completed the work. There's no time. Moses was 40 years. Joseph was 13 years. David was what, 13 years before he first even stepped up as king of Judah. So you think, I think about that. Anyway, you see how God does things. There's not any time limit on it. It's how it takes as long as it takes. Jesus had a sharp ministry, but His training was intense, though sharp. All right, let's look at John 5 here. Not to get off point here of this word. Verse 1 says, "After this there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having five porches. In these lay a great multitude of impotent folk, of blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water." Think about the day, it was after Pentecost, when Peter and John went to the temple to pray. There was a man that always sat by the gate that was lame. Why didn't Jesus deal with him? He went by that gate every day, probably. Why didn't He deal with him? Father didn't tell him to. "For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then after the troubling of the water stepped in was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. And a certain man was there which had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lie and knew that he had been now a long time in that case, he saith unto him, Wilt thou be made whole? The impotent man answered him, Sir, I have no man, when the water is troubled, to put me into the pool, but while I am coming, another steppeth down before me. Jesus saith unto him, Rise, take up thy bed, and walk. Immediately the man was made whole, and took up his bed, and walked, and on the same day was the Sabbath. The Jews therefore said unto him that was cured, It is the Sabbath day, it's not lawful for thee to carry thy bed. And he answered them, He that made me whole, the same said unto me, Take up thy bed and walk. And they asked him, What man is that which said unto thee, Take up thy bed and walk? And he that was healed wist not who it was, for for Jesus had conveyed himself away, a multitude being in that place. Afterward, Jesus findeth him in the temple and said unto him, Behold, thou art made whole. Sin no more, lest a worse thing come unto thee. So there was something in the man's life that got him in that condition. And Jesus was saying, you need to change what you're doing if you want to remain well. See, Jesus didn't deal with the whole multitude. There was probably some of the most awful things. But he didn't let his emotions cause him to act. You know what? When you do that, you find out, well, you get yourself in trouble. You might get you some squatters you can't get out. Now think about that. Some squatters that you can't get off your land. Because your emotions got involved. See, Jesus didn't do anything independently of the Father. You could say he was consumed with the Father, wasn't he? In my Father's house are many mansions, as in heaven, so on earth. Most never associate this with the Lord's Prayer. They go through life sick and broke and believe they are just being humble. They don't know my Father or his ways. I mean for those that are mine to have it in the earth. They think, oh, when we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. But while we're here, we just have to put up with the hell. Is that the way he meant for it to be? No, in heaven, so in earth. In Father's house, the prodigal received a warm reception, no condemnation, the best robe, a ring on his finger, checking privileges, a reception in his house, and the finest beef money could buy. These are the ways for those that seek the kingdom first. Father does it great. Make earth great again. Men are trying to do it all the wrong way. It does not end well when they do. Remember the man that had his storehouses. Think about the deep state, the elite that have had everything stocked up for years, waiting to kill off all us peasants so that they can live high on the hog with the finest of everything. What's happening to it? It's being confiscated and given to, guess who? God's children. I'm raising up a new guard. They won't be anything like the old guard, for they have come out of great tribulation. This is Revelation. We'll look at that right quick. Revelation chapter 7, verse 13. And one of the elders answered, saying unto me, What are these which are arrayed in white robes, and whence came they? And I said unto him, Sir, these knowest. And he said to me, These are they which came out of great tribulation, have washed their robes, and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore they are before the throne of God, and serve him day and night in his temple, and he that sitteth on the throne shall dwell among them. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more, neither shall the sunlight on them, nor any heat. For the Lamb which in the midst of the throne shall feed them, and shall lead them unto living fountains of waters, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. Now people would say, well, that's heaven. No, it isn't. Heaven and earth. So they don't get it that we're under the commonwealth of heaven. It's like we're one domain. God never had any divisions. He came down in the garden and he visited with Adam in the evening, walked with him in the garden. It wasn't a separation, just like there's no separation from church and state. No separation. They have followed me and Father's ways and times. It has felt like a near-death experience. They love Father. They love me, and they love my way of doing things. They love my ministry gifts to the church. There will be no more ever learning, but never coming to the knowledge of the truth. All that hinders will be removed. What has been barren will spring forth. I'm going to read one more passage of Scripture. This is Isaiah chapter 35. The wilderness and the solitary place shall be glad for them, and the desert shall rejoice and blossom as the rose. and shall blossom abundantly and rejoice even with joy and singing. The glory of Lebanon shall be given unto it. The excellency of Carmel and Sharon, they shall see the glory of the Lord and the excellency of our God. Strengthen ye the weak hands and confirm the feeble knees. Say to them that are of a fearful heart, be strong, fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance, even God with a recompense. He will come and save you. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. Then shall the lame man walk as a hart, and the tongue of the dumb sing. For in the wilderness shall waters break out, and streams in the desert. And the parched ground shall become a pool, and the thirsty land springs of water. In the habitation of dragons, where each lay, shall be grass with reeds and rushes. And a highway shall be there, and a way, and it shall be called the Way of Holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for those, the wayfaring men. Though fools shall not err therein. No lion shall be there, nor any ravenous beast shall go up thereon. It shall not be found there, but the redeemed shall walk there. And the ransomed of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with songs and everlasting joy upon their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. That's what we got to look forward to.